Do you think she'll be able to dig in and do enough for the students in the classroom and what's happening with them every day? Do you think there'll be some effect?
You know, and that's a good question. And, you know, when you point out that she's from the city, the other reality is this is a 98 school district region that spans multiple counties, includes very small rural districts, and also some of your, you know, more prestigious suburbs locally, Amherst, Williamsville, Clarence. So she may, her experience is primarily in the Buffalo schools. So that's one question. What's, you know, what's going on in the classrooms of Buffalo is totally different than what's going on in the classrooms of Williamsville. Totally different issues that you're dealing with. One thing people did point out is she also, her, is a career as a nurse. And you can't underestimate the impact that health, whether it's mental health or physical health, does have on these kids going into the classroom. And some of the people I spoke with thought that she would bring that as an asset to the seat, is kind of that mindfulness that outcomes in the classroom depend on so much more than even what you're doing in the classroom. So we'll have to wait and see on that one, too.
I guess I wonder if someone, though, on a higher education level is really in touch with what's happening with students in the city public school district on the elementary and high school level.
Right. And, you know, the other thing, too, to consider, so much has changed. I mean, in education, things seem to change almost by the year. And it's, you know, it's interesting. And I think one of the stories I did touches on this when people talk about the Common Core, the standardized tests or whatnot. All of this is coming down from the federal government. And when I posed the question to some of our local delegates of, are you really willing to give up the money that's come with a lot of these reforms, I didn't really get a straight answer. So, yes, there's a lot of new policy that has changed since she's been in the classroom. I think in a lot of cases, the teachers themselves who are in there every day are still trying to figure out what it means. So that is going to be a pretty steep learning curve for her. You know, just she's from the higher education level, and even her time on the board now is somewhat dated. So, you know, and the only way she'll be able to address that is probably going to be to get into the classrooms and really start talking to people about how this is all playing out.
And do you also think with the change of leadership on the state education department level with King gone, some of those dynamics are going to change and perhaps change how Western New York is affected?
I think they will. And there's this, or there will be an attempt at it. There's this big push, and I think that's where some of this election went. You know, and even at the legislative level, NYSET poured millions of dollars into races last fall to influence who sits in Albany making decisions on things like teacher evaluations and Common Core. You know, as I mentioned, though, you do have this other factor that a lot of this is tied to federal policy. Race to the top, No Child Left Behind. There's a lot of money that comes with it. So it may not be as easy as saying, you know, we're not going to do the Common Core anymore, which is, I think, what a lot of people want to happen. But whether or not that's realistic, probably not. And then, you know, there's the big factor that once 2016 rolls around, it's probably going to be a whole nother ball game.
Do you see her as someone who is going to try to support and tout the governor's education reforms that are being proposed?
She did say she was concerned about the Common Core when I spoke with her and the rollout particularly. You know, I'm not sure now that you're years into a rollout, how do you go back and slow it down or fix that? I mean, certainly they could be providing resources, I guess, to districts that feel they don't have enough already. She did seem, I think, a little more in line with what the governor's talked about on some occasions of a teacher evaluation system that's more focused on professional development and career roles, creating kind of a ladder of sorts where there's incentives for teachers to take on additional responsibility and, you know, create a system where you're, rather than looking to penalize teachers for poor performance, look for ones that are your kind of outstanding models who could be mentors to other and create some sort of system where you're using the evaluation system to identify them and figure out how you can be moving them into positions throughout their career where you're both kind of giving them a boost and recognizing their strong points, but also putting them in positions where they can help other teachers.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if she remains independent.
It will be. And I think, you know, if nothing else, this regents election showed just how strong those other political forces can be. And obviously the flip side of that is when you have all these politics, if you fall on the wrong side of them, you might not be in that position on your next term around.
Tiffany Lankus, thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thanks again for having me.